Adam Fox is with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative in Denver. The nonprofit has been keeping an eye on insurance networks across the state, and Fox and his colleagues took a look at data from 2012 through 2015. They noticed this trend with complaints.
Overwhelmingly, the largest category really has to do with out-of-network bills and surprise medical bills that consumers are encountering because they're unknowingly treated by an out-of-network provider. This happens in a couple of ways. A health insurer won't have necessarily the same contracts with a hospital that it may have with some of the providers that are working within that hospital. And there's not really a system to verify that all of the providers in a hospital are within the same insurance networks. And so what happens is you'll get somebody who goes to the hospital potentially for a routine surgery or emergency, and they're treated by a provider who happens to be out of network, even though they're at an in-network facility. And what happens then is the out-of-network provider will bill them separately because they don't have a relationship with that insurer. And that's called balance billing, or what is more commonly termed as surprise medical bills. Or the other issue is that consumers are looking at their provider directories of their insurance plan. They may see a provider listed on that provider network and may not know that provider has been dropped from that network, because it's a bit of a challenge for insurers to keep those provider directories 100% up to date.
Are you seeing that they're clustered in certain areas?
What we saw as far as the complaints that we requested from the Division of Insurance is they're spread relatively equally throughout the state. A few other things that consumers expressed a lot in their complaints was claims being denied, potentially wrongfully. And so that presents a lot of challenges for the consumer because they have to go through an appeals process with their insurance carrier to get access to the care that they need. The other thing that was also expressed was just kind of broad concerns about not having access to the providers that they need, or what's known as network adequacy. And really, a lot of those complaints seem to center around not having a nearby provider that they could see easily. And in some cases, that was particular to not being able to see a specialist provider. And in some cases, that was also referred to kind of the inaccuracy that can occur in some provider directories.
I see. Like, the specialist actually may be there in the network, but someone can't tell?
What's more often is consumers will see a provider listed as in-network and will try to access that provider, only to be surprised, potentially sometimes when they're already at that provider's office, that provider is no longer in-network. Because the contracts between an insurance carrier and a provider are largely at will. So the provider can leave at any time, or the insurance carrier could largely drop them at any time. Some of our recommendations really center on as much consumer notification as possible. How can consumers be better notified when they may be treated by an out-of-network provider, and also be notified that they have potentially some legal protections under Colorado law from that surprise medical bill? Plans that are regulated by the Division of Insurance have some protections in that they can only be charged the in-network rate if they are unknowingly treated by an out-of-network provider.
Adam Fox is Director of Strategic Engagement at the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative in Denver. The Colorado Division of Insurance released a clarification on the issue this week, saying returning patients have to be notified within 30 days if a doctor is no longer covered by an insurance carrier. The agency aims to address hospital surprise billing later this year. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.